34. American culture. Exercise 2.
It's very glamorous, and so a lot of people are drawn into it. It's basically all that's broadcast on the television and films and things like that. A lot of the big budget films, well, basically all films come from America. You feel interest in the film if it's British, because that's kind of rare. So most things that are made cool by television, films and music, things like that, tend to come out of America.
To be cool is to be influenced by America. All the cool food, all the cool clothing, all the cool films. It's a generalisation, but are American. I mean, I think, like, America being the land of plenty, with the idea of the American dream, that you can have whatever you want, I think British people, you know, who's stereotypically supposed to be more frugal, tend to turn to America for relaxation. I mean, America, for Britain, I think, provides, like, the entertainment and the relaxing side of British life. But certainly, like, watching the television, I don't really notice if the programme I'm watching is American or British. I no longer even make the distinction. It's more unusual to me if I'm hearing a television programme in, a regional British accent, say, in a Geordie accent, it's actually, like, registers on me much more than if I'm watching some kind of American soap in the American accent.
How seriously do you take people who've got an American accent?
I think, weirdly, like, when Americans come to England, it always seems the really loud Americans. Like, on TV, when you watch Friends or something, they don't have really noticeable I mean, they're American, obviously, but But when you have to see American tourists, they're always so obviously American, and they, you know, have this, really American twang, like, really emphasising it. And I'm like, you don't all speak like that, because I watch TV and you don't speak like that. But then I say, I don't know what it is, maybe.
I think in England it can be quite a stigma to have an American accent, because there's a certain snobbery in Britain about the dumbing down of Britain by American culture. And I think that if you do have an American accent in Britain, you'd probably get quite fed up with people making assumptions about you or making jokes at your expense, that sort of thing.